Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Any chance you went to see Kanye last night?
There was no chance that I was going to go see Kanye last night. Number one, the press was not invited.
Oh.
This was not something that this was. I think I would have had a better time getting in to interview the Pope than I did Kanye. Not even an interview, but even just to bring a camera inside Soldier Field to show what happened last night. Fortunately, the show was live streamed on Apple Music, so we were able to watch it. And, you know, I've said this over and over, you know, Kanye, you got to give it to him for he knows how to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, how to put the spotlight on himself. And he did it again last night. It was a listening party for his upcoming album in Soldier Field. About 40,000 people in Soldier Field last night who paid big dollars to get in for this. But really, it was also a night of performance art. You've probably already seen the replica of his childhood home that they built right in the middle of Soldier Field. So he had that. There was a parade of, his crew. Probably looked like maybe 50, 75 people all dressed in black and looked like Humvees circling the house as they made their entrance. It was a very dramatic entrance.
Wow.
And then who shows up on the porch of this replica house? It's none other than alt rocker Marilyn Manson and rapper DaBaby.
Wow.
One of the guys is being accused of sexual assault by four women in California. The other guy is under avalanche of controversy over some very hateful homophobic comments that he made at a concert about a month ago. So Kanye West, who, you know, professes to be born again and, et cetera, hanging out with, an interesting group of people there. So they are playing the album in the park. And at one point, somebody who appears to be Kim Kardashian, everyone's saying it's Kim Kardashian. I can't believe that she actually would do this. I think they found a lookalike under a veiled wedding dress.
Hmm.
Comes out onto Soldier Field, marches up to Kanye. They're standing face to face and appear to be exchanging vows.
So, oh my gosh, so he does know how to get attention.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's really Kim. Everybody's veiled. Everyone's got veils. Everyone's got masks. So you can't really tell exactly who's who, but that's what it appeared to be. And then through video and live actual events, Kanye sets himself and the house on fire.
What?
Sets himself and the house on fire. A video of somebody, it looked like it could have been Kanye. Maybe it was a stunt double. A video of him inside the house, and the entire house is in flames. This person is wearing one of these, fireproof kind of suits. So he is completely on fire and emerges from the house onto Soldier Field on fire. He's on fire. And he's, walking around like anybody would on fire until somebody shows up with a fire extinguisher and puts him out.
Okay, I don't even know how you get licensing to do that in the middle of Soldier Field. I mean, just the legal aspect of trying to build the house and put all this on, it has to be millions and millions of dollars.
First thing that I thought of, maybe Andy can answer this, is like, when's the next Bears game if they set the field on fire?
Actually, there's no Bears game there until for a couple of weeks. But the Chicago Fire, ironically, are playing there tomorrow.
Oh, that is ironic. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I think they did put like protective covering, so I'm sure the field is okay. But that's the first thing that I thought of because it reminded me of Disco Demolition, where they destroyed the field with fires and explosions and all that stuff. But it was, you know what? Say what you will. The man knows how to bring the attention spotlight to himself. And people who were there who are Kanye West fans said they loved the album, that it's, you know, innovative and everything that you would hope for from a Kanye West album. It was supposed to have been released yesterday. Now it's been delayed another week. This is one of many delays on this album. Now Apple Music is saying it's going to be out September 3rd.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt, Dean Richards from WGN-TV. Joining us today for the show, and we got another rock and roller that has tested positive for COVID, huh?
Yeah, this time it is Paul Stanley from the group Kiss. They were scheduled to do a show in Pennsylvania last night. They had to cancel the show because of Paul Stanley's condition, his health condition. They say that more it will be made available as soon as they can on how he's doing with everything. In the meantime, their shows are being postponed until the entire tour, both the band and the crew, are all fully vaccinated. They do testing, I guess, periodically for the band. That's how they found out that Paul Stanley had tested positive, but now they're going to be implementing a full vaccination for everybody.
You know, you wouldn't even really know if it was him or not because of the makeup and all that kind of stuff. And they must be in their 70s, right?
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to have to check that now. But
yeah.
I think that's probably about right.
Yeah. And to be in that age group and not get a vaccine and you're out on the road and you're dealing with all kinds of people in different venues, I don't get it. But
right. Yeah. They could have, you know, just slapped anybody in there and put the white makeup on with the black star on his eye. I did that once for Halloween. We had, there was some reason, I don't know if Kiss was in town, there was some reason to dress me up as Paul Stanley. And
I want to see a picture. You need to tweet a picture
we
today.
We do have, let's find the picture because they are really cool pictures.
You take like one day a week off. I assume maybe that is tomorrow. What do you do on a weekend in Chicago when you have one day off?
Well, I have a couple of suggestions for you. One is the Margarita Fest. That's going on the Riverwalk downtown. There will be tastings at different locations throughout the Riverwalk, tastings of 12 different margaritas. So I figure by the time you get to the third or fourth margarita, you should stay away from the water.
Hello, Uber.
At that point, exactly. Water Uber? Is there such a thing as a water Uber? Anyway, that's going on until Sunday. Along the Riverwalk downtown. Try to get to Ravinia if you can this weekend. The group Train is performing tonight and tomorrow. They're doing two nights at Ravinia. And King Crimson with the Zappa Band is appearing there on Sunday. So it's a fantastic weekend at Ravinia. Right, August, September is when they've got, you know, just amazing bands. Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, is next Friday. John Legend is next weekend. They have, you know, just one great performer after another, all coming into Ravinia. The Roots next weekend as well. So check Ravinia.org for more info on that.
And what about movies this weekend, Dean?
If you like scary movies, and I'm finding out that a lot of people do not want to make a commitment for the movie Candyman, because they're too freaked out by the concept. Candyman is a real urban legend that started in the Cabrini-Green area, in which if you said the name of this mythical killer five times into a mirror, he would appear with his hooked arm and kill you. You'd be dead. So people don't even, you know, I've said to, you know, logical, rational people, go ahead and say the name Candyman five times into a mirror. And they are like, no way. I do not want to tempt fate. I don't want to do it. But that's the premise of this movie. It's a remake of the 1992 Candyman with Virginia Madsen. This time it's set in the now gentrified Cabrini-Green area that is still plagued by this mythical killer, if you say his name five times while looking into a mirror. And it's a really good movie. It's very effectively put together. It's got social commentary in it as well. It's bloody for sure, but it's not nothing but blood and gore like a lot of these movies are. It's at least as much keeping you on the edge of your seat as it is, gross out scenes. Jordan Peele, who gave us some fantastic horror movies over the past couple of years, is the producer of this movie, so he's behind it. I gave it a Dean's List B+. There's this new John Cena movie with Lil Rel Howery called Vacation Friends. A couple meet on a Mexican vacation, and you meet people on vacation. You never see them again. In this case, one of the couple shows up at the other's wedding uninvited, unannounced, and they're just kind of crazy and obnoxious. The movie is not that great. You've seen this movie a million times before, but John Cena is so likable.
He is. You can't help but love him,
right.
I like seeing him on screen.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's shirtless, just
even better.
As the added bonus for you there as well. That one is on Hulu. There's a teen romance comedy that's called He's All That. It's kind of a flip-flop remake of the movie from several years ago with TikToker Addison Rae and Cobra Kai's Tanner Buchanan. If you're a fan of American Horror Story, their 10th season has debuted on Hulu and is out there right now for you to watch.
You know what's out there right now? A picture of Dean Richards dressed as Gene Simmons.
Yes, it
Producer
is.
Producer Joe just brought it in to me. This is hilarious. Look at that,
How
Andy.
About that?
Yes.
Never
nice makeup.
Better. Yep.
Woo! Woo! Put on your platforms.
Yeah. Covers the dark circles. I'm for it.
Dean Richards, WGN TV. Have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon.